Welcome to the podcast, Low Code, High Impact, brought to you by Caspio. I'm your host, Paul Quirt, Vice President of Customer Success at Caspio. Today, we'll be speaking with Nancy LaChance, office staff member at Keep Pickings Beautiful, a local affiliate for Keep America Beautiful, as she shares how they transform their approach to data management and streamline day-to-day operations with low code. Hi, Nancy. I'm really looking forward to hearing about your Caspio and low-code journey, especially with all of the work your organization does. So why not kick us off and share a little bit about yourself, your background, and your company?
Okay. So Keep Pickings Beautiful is a local affiliate for the larger Keep America Beautiful. So we work with Keep America Beautiful on the large scale, and they manage a lot of the programs that we do. And then we tailor it for our local audience. And I live in Pickens County, Georgia, is about an hour north of Atlanta. Yep. So, but we are a small, very rural, very, I was calling it backwards, but my boss told me not to call it backwards. But it is a very rural kind of Appalachian community, and it's highly, there's a lot of farms, there's horses, there's sheep, there's, you know, well, probably not sheep, goats, more goats, etc., all around. And so we manage a number of programs. We manage a program where folks in the community adopt a road, and then they pick up trash on that road. We do beautification projects. So we have sponsored some big murals that have been painted to decorate the county. And we also have developed a program called about edible gardening. So we build edible gardens throughout the community so people can come and, number one, learn how to grow food that for sustainability. And then they can harvest from our gardens. So we have a bunch of gardens scattered around the county that we're working on. And we're always continuously trying to do better, create environmental responsibility and enhance beauty within our local community.
I love the story, Nancy. And it's I speak to so many customers on a daily basis. And doing these interviews that I've been doing now for the last, I suppose, 6 months, really, I'm talking to such a diverse portfolio of customers that everybody's got a really unique story, how low-code and Caspio have really helped them achieve their goals, wherever that goal is going to be. And that's why I love your story. So I know you've been a Caspio customer now, coming up for 2 years. So can you remember what you were looking to achieve originally and why you came to Caspio?
Absolutely. So we, hang on 1 second, I'm going to get up and get this. So this is all of the data for Keep Pickings Beautiful in binders like this.
Yeah.
For years. So we've been doing this for 30 years.
Wow.
And everything was paper. It's paper or little, you would be surprised, little scraps of documents where you've got to read handwriting. I mean, it's just a mess of print and written materials. So we've got a lot of some deliverables that or some things, some programs that we have to manage. So for example, we have road adopters, and we want to be able, road adopters adopt their 1 mile up to some people. I've got a person that does about 20 miles of road that they pick up, keep clean, and they have to report to us the information about each of their cleanups. Well, you can imagine the number of pieces of paper that accrue and the absolute impossibility to track to make sure that they're really doing it. So, for example, a big company might adopt a road and then they stop really cleaning it, but they have the advertising on the sign that says you adopted this road. And we want to eliminate that. We want people to report what they've done. And we really want to support every road in the community being adopted. So we've got that. We have members. So we have people sign up as members, and we don't had no way to track and manage when they were due for renewal. How do we get invoices? How do we notify them that they're due for renewal? And none of that was automated in any way, shape, or form. So I was actually hired about two and a half years ago to automate and to create a database or to create something to support that. So I started out scanning the field for every nonprofit organization management system, but none of them fit what I was trying to do. And I kept coming back to, So I have to create an access database and learn how to code and all of that. And I'm like, I came out of a background of educational technology, but not deep database management.
Yeah.
So we, in all of our looking and searching, the thing that kept coming back to us was, we need a low code solution that will give us a quick win out of the box.
Yeah.
And so we did. We said Caspio seems to be the best alternative. Number one, the things that we really liked was the ease and the low code and the supporting material. So you guys have some lovely resources and materials that we can use. Secondly, the cost is not a per user cost, because our user database changes and dips and goes up and down.
Yep.
So we wanted something where it wasn't based on a per head count, but a different pricing model. And those were two main features, because there was nothing that supported what we needed to be able to do. So now we are tracking members, we're tracking a road adoption and pickup. So I have lovely reports I can show every month, how our statistics that show how many miles were picked up and how much trash was removed and how that compares year over year. So long story, I'm sorry, but
no, hey, Nancy, it's really interesting to hear about how it's had a positive impact with you. And what I love about it is the story where you've actually, what your problem that you've got, and you've now found Caspio, and that's helping you overcome that problem as well. So can you remember in the end why you selected Caspio? What was kind of the deciding factor?
I did not see anything that did what you guys did that was anywhere in the ballpark. And what I found was that what you said about it is really true. Like, you could get, we did a little bit of a trial, and you could get up and running with a page that actually worked within no time at all. Now, over time, we've learned a lot, and we're actually creating version 2 of our portal. And I am working on converting everything into this new version, because we learned a huge amount. And I think we over-complexified, to put it mildly, because we had all these use cases where, that never panned out, that didn't actually come true. So now we're streamlining and simplifying to create a second version. But that being said, I have road adopters regularly reporting. I can now track to know. So the nice thing is that we can come up with new policies and actually implement them. So for example, we had a problem of people adopting roads, and they would adopt the road, and then they would get their sign that said, this road adopted by George's Pizza. And George's Pizza would get their little advertising at the beginning and the end of the road, and it all was well and good, except George's Pizza never did a pickup. So now I can say I've implemented the rule that says they have to do 2 pickups before they get their sign, because we need to know that they're seriously engaged, and then we put the sign up. So it's those kinds of things that have been immensely valuable about Caspio, and the ability to do it easily, to run the reports we need, to have the forms we need, so that gathers the info, to create the calculations that make it really easy for people to enter their data. All of that is just built in kind of seamlessly. So that's why Caspio. Yeah.
No, it's great to hear, Nancy. So you mentioned before about your background. It sounds like you've not got a real technical background, especially around low code, but who's been doing most of the development work from your side? Is that yourself? Is that your team?
All me.
Wow. Okay.
All me. Yeah. And I'm not to say that it has come 100% painlessly, and there's some things where you're scratching your head. I have taken huge advantage of some Caspio resources that are amazing. So one, your chat people are like brilliant and amazing. So if I have a problem that I cannot find a solution to, I can go to that chat, and those people will work with you for hours to solve your problem, to figure it out.
Yeah.
So you got that. The second thing is it used to be every week. They just moved it to every 2 weeks. We have a Caspio expert walk through low code solutions and show how he implements web pages and creates these beautiful portals. So I have learned, and in fact, if I have a question, I find that if I Google Caspio and then the question, I will often come across one of those live streams, and it will through step by step by step by step, and you got your answer.
So you watch a lot of those videos, then it takes a lot of the training videos that we have. That's how you've learned, basically.
Absolutely. Everything ad hoc, on demand. And when I came up against a problem that I couldn't solve, there was somebody there that could step me through it. And I can't say it's been painless, but I think it's been about as painless as you get. And I can't imagine if you try to shoehorn your needs into an existing application, it's never going to map perfectly. This maps perfectly to what we need.
Yeah, I speak to a lot of customers, Nancy, with regards to some people have no technical background, but what they find is Caspio really helps them. They don't have to become suddenly coders overnight and experts in that area, because it takes away a lot of the pain if you were doing something like that, and it streamlines a lot of things. So that's a lot of things I hear from customers where they don't really have a technical background.
And I do not. I have instructional technology, but that's really from the user perspective. Yeah. Well, that's helped me create documentation and help people navigate through the application and have kind of a better user experience.
Yeah.
Because I know how to do that. But all of the back end coding, including calculations, like sometimes you know, how do you turn gallons? Let's say a person picks up a 13 gallon bag worth of trash. Well, we have to convert that into how many pounds that is.
Yeah.
So we have to create a calculation, and sometimes that's a little challenging, but there's always people out there on the internet that are very, very happy to share with you how you calculate things that you never thought you could. So there you go.
I hear you. So kind of what challenges were you looking to overcome, Nancy? I know obviously we talked about the beginning, but it sounds like you're doing a version 2 now. So you're still looking to overcome something that's a bit of a challenge for you?
Well, yeah, actually, that it's kind of interesting. And it is the warning that I would make to people who are considering going in this direction. And that is, don't overthink it in the beginning. So we created, and I'm talking a little database-y, we created a table for people and a table for organizations. And then we brought them all together with a table for affiliates. Well, having three separate tables with contact and user information is just, it really makes it difficult to do what I'm trying to do. So in this next iteration, primarily what we're doing is streamlining and simplifying the data model behind our data, behind all the tables in our database. And, what we thought in the beginning is that, well, a human being could be a part of an organization, but they could also be individually a volunteer or doing something else. What we found out is that it's not worth the cost of having three separate tables managing three addresses and three email. So that is one of the primary things, is simplify the model. That's number one. And number two, make it really, 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 really easy to get to the reports you need. So you need to think about what reports do you want at the end of the day, because if you don't, you're going to database yourself into a big hole where you can't get.
No, it's interesting, Nancy. So kind of looking at, I suppose, further ahead, what return on investment are you seeing? Is it more of efficiency savings? I think that's with that file that you've got and all these sticky notes everywhere. I think that's going to be a factor, the efficiency savings. But are you also seeing some type of hard dollar savings as well?
I wouldn't say dollar savings exactly, because we're spending more now than we've ever spent on this. But it's more access to information. Like now, my boss called me yesterday and said, I need to know how many members joined last month. And I'm like, okay, click, click, click. Okay, here you go. And the numbers are right there and the names are there and the contact information I can get. I mean, it's like having information at your fingertips, number one. Number two, I really, really, really can manage road adoption. So I can tell you right now how many miles are actually getting picked up on a quarterly basis, which I never could. We could never, ever tell you that before. And there's no way we could say, and I can go out and say to people, we're going to take your sign down. People like their sign. It says adopt a road and road adopted by XYZ. Yeah. People like that. In fact, you want to hear a funny story? Like one woman, we took her sign down. for a variety of reasons. And she called crying, saying, "Where's my sign?" And what it enabled us to do was say, "Well, now we can man it. We can see you're not doing pickup reports, and we can't let you have your signs until you get online and enter a pickup report." And so it motivated her, and now she's back and she's active, and she's a big proponent and bringing other people in to join in the cause. And all of that, having more people, more roads picked up, means that we can show our value to the whole community that wants to get people engaged in keeping our roads clean and beautifying and doing edible events.
Nancy, how does Keep Pickens Beautiful work with Keep America Beautiful? Is it an affiliate of that, or how does that work?
We are an affiliate, but each affiliate operates relatively quite independently.
Yeah.
And one of the things as we're developing this second iteration of the portal is that now I can go back to the Keep America Beautiful organization as a whole and say, we have really gotten on top of managing our road adoptions. And here's how we did it. We used Caspio, and I can give them the code that we've created, because it's not Jet Rockets. It's like, yeah, because it's in Caspio.
Yeah.
And so if they want it, I can package it up and send it over to them, and they can have a head start on doing whatever all of the affiliates have to do. So yeah, we've created an event table. That's a part of Keep America Beautiful. You have to report on your events and the impact of your events. Mm-hmm. And now I've added an event table to Caspio so I can track, you know, how many people came, how many people volunteered, who donated money or goods. All of that is tracked in the database. There's so many things that we can do now that we could never have done before.
No, it's impressive. So I'm just thinking, what advice would you give somebody if they were considering low code and Caspio? What would you say to them?
First, you don't have to be a technology genius. You kind of have to have a little bit of understanding. But number one, but the videos walk you through things. And my number one advice is take what's there and tailor it. Don't try starting from scratch, which is what we kind of did, because we had probably too high of an estimate of our own skill set. But so start with what's there and then build on that and change and build. So instead of kind of big bang, do a small bang and just incrementally release with the faith that Caspio will be able to move you one level, you know, one project at a time forward into the future. So I just think there's huge, huge value. And now we're starting to look at, like, you know, we want to create a map of the county, and Caspio has the capability of doing mapping. So yeah, we can geo mapping. We want to be able to integrate our member payment system. And we know that you can integrate with PayPal. And all of those things just make us be able to serve our customer better. And I just don't think there's any, I could be wrong, but I don't think there's any competitors on the market that do the kinds of things that you have enabled us to do.
Well, Nancy, thank you so much for your time. Your story is really interesting, and I know other people will find it of interest as well, especially if they're considering Caspio or low code. Thank you for being a Caspio customer. We appreciate your business, and I'll talk to you very soon.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. To get more information about our low-code platform, please visit caspio.com and visit our YouTube channel to learn more. Bye for now.